Blog Talk Radio.
Oh Lord, my God,
your kind of glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Shekinah glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you. Holy Spirit, fill this room. We need your presence. We need you. We need your presence. We need you. We need your presence.
Holy Spirit, fill this room. This is what I want you to do, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, come and abide within us, rest upon us. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Come on, invite him in.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come to you, Father, on this afternoon with a grateful heart. Father, we come with an attitude of gratitude and praise and a thanksgiving into your holy and to your righteous name. Father God, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and commission. Anywhere we have failed you, Father, anywhere we have come short of your glory, Father, we ask that you would forgive us even right now. And we thank you for your faithful promise to do so, Father God, for you said, Father God, if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We say thank you. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, a day we have never seen, a Father, a day of your handiwork, and a day that we will not see again. We thank you for the precious gift of life, Father. And as we stand in gratitude, we pray for all of the families around the world, Father, who are experiencing devastation, all of the families around the world who are experiencing grief and sorrow and pain and poverty and restrictions, Father, incarcerations and the spirit of premature death and COVID-19 and Father God, and et cetera, and et cetera, and et cetera. We pray for these families right now, Father, that they will be uplifted, those who are hungry, those who are homeless, Father. Father, those even right now in the IC unit, Father, struggling for their lives, struggling. Father, we ask that you would send your word and heal them of all their diseases. Father, this is our prayer. Father, we thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to come and render praises to whom praises belong, and that is you and you alone. Bless our services on today, Father. We're in you and you alone will receive the glory. We know that your word will never return into your void. It will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. And for this, we give you praise. This we give you glory. and this we give you honor. Now, Father, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Our scripture reading for this morning will be found in the 121st division of Psalms, Psalms 121. And it reads as thus, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills of which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And that is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. We like to say welcome, 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 welcome to our services here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. This is a place where we meet on every Sunday, glory be to God, at 12 o'clock noon, lifting up the name of Jesus. We also meet on this platform 6 days a week, Monday through Saturdays, at 6 a.m. in the morning, where you can receive your spiritual breakfast. Amen. A hot breakfast served for champions. There is room at the breakfast table for you. Glory be to God. We have been meeting on this platform for the last 10 years and 9 months. We have an anniversary coming up in December as we mark 11 years. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am your pastor, glory be to God, of this ministry. And it is a pleasure for us to welcome you. Amen. There is no time and distance in the spirit. So please enjoy the service just as if you were in the building. Because guess what? You are the building. Amen. Glory be to God. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God. So we pray that you have your Bibles. We pray that you have notebooks, pads, amen, to take notes. Amen. As the word comes forth on this morning. Amen. Amen and amen. All right. So we bless the Lord. Now, Pastor Bradford has a break today, and I'm telling you, it's such a blessing. It's such a blessing, amen, for me to introduce to you, amen, the preacher of the hour on this morning. Amen. She is not a stranger with this ministry. Glory be to God. She loves the Lord. She is sold out to glory be to God for his kingdom. Amen. She is committed. She is dedicated. She is educated. Glory be to God. She is led by the Spirit. And not only does she love the Lord, but she loves God's people. Amen. She has said yes to the will of God. Amen. And so this is what she does. I'm talking about none other than our Dr. Lauren Davis. All the way, amen, from the Carolinas, amen, glory be to God. And it is she who is going to be breaking bread with us on today, serving us, amen, in a spirit of love and a spirit of faith and a spirit of humility, glory be to God. She studies to show herself approved unto God. She is a workman, and she is not ashamed, as she rightly divides the word of truth. Amen. So at this time, I want to introduce to some our Dr. Lauren Davis. I want to present to others, amen, that we might receive her for her grace and for her abilities. Amen. So what we're going to do is we're going to play another song. Afterwards, amen, the next voice you will hear will be that of our Dr. Lauren. Amen. Let us receive her, saints. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Those that know it, you want to stand and sing it with us, it's okay. Church choir, you can stand right where you are. Song says,
I do. Oh, no, no, yes. I do. I do.
Let's say that again.
I really do.
Let the world know you're served. He was there late in the midnight. Lord, I love you. Yes, I do, Lord Jesus. I really do love you, my people.
I do.
Lord, I love you.
And the floor is yours, Dr. Lawrence.
Praise the Lord, and good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon.
To God, yes, to God be the glory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we humble ourselves before you even now, God. We just want to take this opportunity, God, to say thank you, dear God. We bless your name, and we give you glory, honor, and praise, God, for another opportunity, oh God, to bring forth your word. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that your word will take root in our hearts, Lord God. We pray right now, God, that you, Lord God, will show yourself mighty in this hour, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And all those that are in tune, Lord God, this afternoon, we pray by your spirit that somebody, oh God, who does not know Christ as Savior will cry out, what must they do to be saved? In Jesus' name, amen. Theme this afternoon is the return of Christ. The return of Christ, by way of a subtitle, Ready or Not, Here I Come. Ready or Not, Here I Come. I got this title from the popular children's game called Hide and Seek, in which at least two children concealed themselves in a set environment to be found by one or more seekers. The game is played by one chosen player counting something like this. One, two, three, all the way to 20. Ready or not, here I come. It is very important to tradition that the seeker say, here I come. The other players know their time is up. The seeker must close their eyes and often is required to face a wall away from the players while the seeker counts. The other players look for hiding places. And once they are positioned, they cannot move. The seeker finishes counting. The hiding players stay quiet as possible while they are found. Ready or not, here I come. Well, that's what the Lord is saying to all of us that are listening to this broadcast this afternoon. Ready or not, here I come. Just look around and see of all the devastation, all the people that were taken off guard and died from the COVID virus as well as the natural disasters caused by earthquakes, tornadoes, tsunamis, forest fires, and hurricanes. Where could they have run to? What could they have done? Nothing. But most of all, were they saved? Did they have time to repent of their sins and ask Jesus' forgiveness in that short period of time. And while all of this is happening, what is the church doing? What is the church saying? Are we still praying? Have we given up? Sadly to say, some of us are still playing church, having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof, having one foot in the church and the other foot in the world, enjoying the pleasures of sin and the lust of their flesh, still committing adultery, still fornicating, still drinking and getting drunk from sunup to sundown, sweet weed smoking, popping pills and getting high with the funny notion of still going to heaven when Jesus returns. How foolish are we to think like that? Let's see what the Bible says about all of this. And there were some in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. That names that are written in the Lamb's book of life. In other words, are you sure that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life? Have you been changed? If you are still practicing sin, still participating in sin, check out your salvation. Line it up with the word of God. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. He's a new creation of God. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things become new. If any man is in Christ, you're going to have the mind of Christ. You're not going to participate in those things that caused Jesus to go to the cross and die for your sins. Jesus died that you and I may have the right to the tree of life. He said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. We cannot participate in those things anymore. Christ is soon to return. Will you be found in that same condition when he comes? Now we want to transition over to Matthew 24 and verse 27. Of that day, an hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. We want to give you a scripture this afternoon based on the return of Christ. Will we be ready? But of that day, another hour, but as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of man be? For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. Watch. Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Ready or not, here I come. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven. The powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the cloud of heaven with power and great glory. Talking about the return of Christ. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. And they will gather together his elect. And they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Ready or not, here I come. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. Ready or not, here I come. And we see all of this going on in the world today. Men do not respect God anymore, nor God's people. They think that we're just talking. But God told us to sound the alarm, warn the people of the judgment that is about to come upon the face of the world. When Christ returns, you think hell has broken loose now? No. This is just a foretaste of what's going to happen when God's Spirit leaves this world, when God's people are taken away. It says, now this Spirit expressly says that in latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits, doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to receive with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Whatever God has placed before you, God said, bless it. Believe it, eat it, and keep it moving. Do not lean or trust to your own understanding. In all of thy ways, God said, Proverbs 3:5, he said, trust in him and he will direct your spirit. He will direct your heart. 1 Timothy 4:1-3. Paul says here to Timothy, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Preach the word. Dr. Alfreda, preach the word. And all those that are listening who have been called to preach the word, even those who have been saved, warn your people, warn your family members that Jesus is soon to return. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. That time is now. But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they're going to believe anything and anybody. They will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you, be watchful in all things. Endure affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. No matter who doesn't like it or not, no matter who don't believe that you've been called by God or not, obey the word of God. Paul here says, for I am ready, already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. He's ready. He said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. 2 Timothy 4:8. I want to transition over here now to Isaiah, the 5th chapter, saying, Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them, and the harp and the vial and the tabret and the pipe and wine are in their feast. For they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Honorable men are famished, and their multitudes dried up with thirst. Therefore, I need you to listen very carefully. Therefore, hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. In their glory, in their multitudes, in their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. And the mean men shall be brought down, and the mighty men shall be humble, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humble. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which testify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from them. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust before they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despise the word of the Holy One of Israel. You cannot believe for one moment that God is not going to judge us. We will be judged by the Almighty God himself. We who call ourselves saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, but yet still living in bondage to the world of sin. God is going to come back, and when he comes back, he's going to judge the world of sin. Please, please come out from among them, ready or not. Here I come. For the Son of Man is coming. And it says, and immediately after those days, the sun will be darkened. It will be darkened. And the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven. The powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Will you be ready? Will you be ready? It says, assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Matthew 24:34. Let not your heart be troubled. God wants to assure his people today. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go prepare a place for you, a place from all the wickedness and the wrath of God to come. He said, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, all those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. To God be the glory. John 14:1-4. It says, and those who have fallen asleep in Christ, it says, but I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, hallelujah, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And we who are alive and remain will be caught up together within the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. Ready or not, here I come. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. In other words, our bodies will not decay, because our bodies are going to decay now. But at that time, our bodies will not decay. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of the sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:57, the return of Christ. Ready or not, here I come. Who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, hallelujah, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you have saw him go into heaven. See, that's the thing. A lot of people don't think he's coming back. So they're still living reckless lives. No fear of God. But the Bible says here in Acts, that was Acts 1 and 11, that he's coming back in the same manner that he left. It says, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust, and saying, is the promise of his coming. For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. And since it's been so long, people do not believe that he's coming back. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slacking concerning his promises, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's the key. For the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and with the elements will melt with the fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? And that's how we are supposed to position ourselves and be ready. We are not supposed to be entangled with the bondage and the sins of this world. The Bible tells us to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works, which will glorify the Father which is in heaven. We are in no wise supposed to put a stumbling block in anybody's way from seeing Christ in us. We are supposed to be looked and have the reflection of Christ. And it says, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord, the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promises, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. It won't be no sin. 2 Peter 3:4-13. Ready or not, here I come. Behold, now we are children of God, and has not yet revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Now, how do we do that? Through the word of God. This is our roadmap, the word of God. This tells us how we are to live holy. This tells us how we are to live blameless and talk. We're not supposed to just say anything that we want to say and offend people. No. Here in Luke 21, it says, and there will be signs in the sun, in the moon. This is all talking about and preparing for the return of Christ. And in the stars and in the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up. Look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. Ready or not, here I come. Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. And that's what's happening right now. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. But he that endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Ready or not, here I come. Ready or not, here I come. We should not be afraid. We should not be afraid what man do unto us or say, because that same individual, he's nothing but a man. And in Isaiah 51:12, I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who are thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass? Proverbs 16:25. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That's why you can't walk in your own way. You have to trust God for your life. You have to put your life in God's hands. You have to trust God for your families. Because Christ is soon to return. You men out there who are fathers, you are the priests of your homes. You are the providers of your homes. You are the protectors of your homes. You are to let nothing come through those doors to interrupt your safe haven for your families. When Christ returns, we will all give an account of what we did and what we did not do. The Bible says also in Isaiah 55:6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. He can be found right now. But when he returns, you will not be able to look for the Lord because he's gone. He has come and gone. So the Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, the word of God. That's God's word speaking to the people of the world, his children. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing where I sent it. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the world, throughout the earth. God knows where we are. God knows what we're doing. And in that day, you will not be able to stand in God's presence and lie. Because God is keeping a record of everything we say and everything we do. And we will give an account. Ready or not, here I come. That concludes our message. God bless.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. The return of Christ, ready or not. Amen. He is coming. Amen. Beloved, amen. If you're listening today, amen, we want you to be ready. Amen. We want you to be ready. Amen. When he comes, amen. Beloved, it's appointed unto man once to die, after that the judgment. So if he comes through death or if he comes through the rapture, nevertheless, he is coming. Amen. There's three reasons why you need Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want you to know that Jesus loves you and he desires to have a relationship with you and to give you a life full of joy and a life full of purpose. Amen. You might ask today, amen, why do I need Jesus? Amen. Well, we want you to know today, beloved, that number one, you need Jesus because you have a past. Oh, glory be to God. And you can't go back. But he can. And the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And he can walk into those places of sin and failure and wipe the slate clean and give you a brand new beginning. Amen. And so you need Jesus because you have a past, not only because you have a past, but you need Jesus because you need a friend. And Jesus knows the worst about you, yet he believes the best about you. Why? Because he sees you not as you are, but as you will be when he gets through with you. What a friend we have in Jesus. Lastly, beloved, you need Jesus not only because you have a past, not only because you need a friend, but because he holds the future. Who else are you going to trust? In his hands, you are safe and secure today, tomorrow, and for all eternity. His word says, for I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And those days when you pray, I will listen. So if you're listening today and you'd like to begin a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, we want you to pray this prayer. Just repeat after me, amen, glory be to God, because we want you to be ready, amen. when Jesus comes. Amen. So repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I confess all my sins before you. I ask that you would forgive me for being a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of the world. And I invite Jesus into my heart now. I believe that he died for me and that his blood pays for my sins and provides me with the gift of eternal life. By faith, I receive that gift and I acknowledge Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And my name is written in the book of life. Now use me, Lord, for your glory. Amen. Amen and amen. If you just repeated that prayer, guess what? Amen. Glory be to God. You're born again. Amen. The angels are rejoicing. We want to hear from you so we can rejoice with you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that is the beginning. You have been born again into the Lord's kingdom. And that is the beginning of your spiritual maturity. Amen, with the Lord. And for those of us who already know him, but where we have come short of God's glory, we know we've been messing up. Come on now. It's time for us to get right with God and do it now. Amen. Ask God to forgive you. God is married to the backslider. Ask God to forgive you for your sins and to restore you into your rightful place. And God is the God of another chance. Amen. And amen. We want to thank our Dr. Lauren for that awesome word. Amen. That was a very thorough message today on the return of Christ. She took us from the beginning to the end. She gave us the package there that we might know that we are in the last of the last of the last days. Amen. Ready or not, he's coming. Amen. But he wants us to be ready, and we will be ready. Amen. And we want to keep on praying for those who are not ready. And Jesus. All right. At this time, amen, we would like to receive our morning tithes and offerings. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. And we also would like to be a blessing to our preacher on this morning. Amen. There's several ways that you can sow into the word of God on today. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461. And that's in Glenside, Pennsylvania, Glenside, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Our website is at www.lifewordjesus.org. lifewordjesus.org, and you can make your tax-deductible donations there. Amen. God bless you. And we also have a Cash App for some of you more modern people. Amen. And our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Amen. LifeWordJesus. And we thank you for your faithful giving and your support to our ministry, amen, to afford us the opportunity to continue to move forward with momentum as we carry the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to thank each and every one of you for chiming in form of an announcement. We want you to know that we will be back on this very same platform tomorrow morning. We meet on this platform Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. in the morning. And you can receive your breakfast for champions. Amen. Your spiritual breakfast for champions. There's room at the table for you. We also have an altar prayer where we meet 10 times a week. Amen. Glory be to God. If you have a prayer request, if you need prayer, if you have somebody that you would like to pray for, or have us to pray for, we have prayer warriors on post 10 times a week. And that's at 12 o'clock noon, Monday through Fridays. And then at 9 p.m., call in. Glory be to God. And we receive you. That telephone number is 385-799-9729. We have Wednesday night Bible study at 8 o'clock every Wednesday on that same altar prayer number. Come on in, and you get an opportunity to ask questions, and we interact and see what the Lord is saying to us. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Every other Friday night at 10 p.m., we have our praise party. Glory be to God. We come singing songs and sharing testimonies and just giving God praise. That's every other Friday night at 10 p.m. We also have a media ministry. We are live on all the media television, TV streams. Oh, six times a week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. in the morning and back at 8 p.m. in the evening. Glory be to God. Not only do we have this platform, we also have a media radio platform. We are in seven countries, amen, and 350 million households, amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Please make a connection with us via email, telephone, amen, written communications. All of our information is there, amen. We are in the service of the Lord. Amen. And so we bless God. All right. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord again. Dr. Lauren, bless you. Thank you so much for a full gospel message. We want to welcome all of our visitors today. Thank you, each and every one of you, for sharing with us and your time with us. The first time we call you a visitor, the second time we call you friend, please come back again. Amen and amen. Father God, we say thank you for the service today. Thank you for the word that will not return into your void. Thank you for Dr. Lauren, Father God, who brought forth an excellent, excellent message, full gospel message on the return of Christ, ready or not. We thank you for the souls that have given their life to you, the backsliders that have been reclaimed, Father God, the weak that can now say they're strong, Father God, and the hopeless who now have hope. And we say thank you, and we bless you for this and for all things. Father, give us a beautiful afternoon. Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. And we pray for all of those, Father, who do not know you and the pardoning of their sins. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Again, this is Dr. Alfreda Bradford out of Philadelphia. My pleasure, amen, to be in your service again. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful afternoon. Amen. Blessings on blessings.